turning the volume up on the TV or constantly asking people them to repeat themselves, are two of the most glaring signs of hearing loss. Patricia Van Hoof, an audiologist, and owner of Algoma Hearing Center in Sault Ste. Marie says, the signs of hearing loss may develop gradually over time and may not be obvious at first. The person experiencing hearing difficulties is often unaware that their sense of hearing is declining. They don't know that someone has repeatedly asked them a question. They don't know what they don't hear. In phone conversations, a person may have trouble distinguishing words that sound similar, such as free and three, or nearer and mirror. Patricia was talking to one lady who couldn't figure out why her priest was constantly using the word cheese during Mass. It turns out he was saying Jesus. Additional signs of hearing loss: difficulty locating where sounds are originating, tinnitus or ringing in the ears, trouble following group conversations, especially in noisy places, people sound like they're mumbling. The consequences of hearing loss: the consequences of untreated hearing loss are a lot more than an annoying inconvenience. There are increased risks for falls, poorer cognitive function leading to an increased risk for dementia, safety concerns over not hearing a home intruder or a fire alarm. Then, there is the heartbreaking loss of connection with people. Patricia says, one gentleman stopped meeting with friends over coffee because he had trouble participating in the conversation. When his friends were laughing at something he couldn't hear, he would simply smile and nod. Patricia helped another woman who was concerned that her hearing loss was impacting her performance at work. She thought she might have to quit her job because her inability to hear made it nearly impossible for her to function at work. The loss of income and connection with others can even lead to withdrawal and feelings of depression. Patricia says, people will begin to isolate themselves and refuse to go to certain functions because they can't hear well enough. One woman told Patricia that she was reluctant to go to a restaurant with her hearing-impaired mother because she had to shout across the table to be heard. Hearing loss can also impact a marriage. The hearing-impaired person is telling their spouse to speak up because they're mumbling, while the spouse is accusing the hearing-impaired person of not listening. The result is that conflict and misunderstandings intensify. A hearing aid can save a marriage. Hearing loss is common but often ignored. Patricia says very often it's a family member who insists the person with the hearing loss come in for a hearing test. Sometimes I will put hearing aids on as a test and the person will say that they can hear just the same, but then I point out that now we're not yelling. Algoma hearing staff will also counsel the patient and family members on effective communication techniques. Audiologists at Algoma Hearing Center will test for hearing function and will offer a person a free trial with the hearing aids. It gives them the opportunity to experience the benefit of wearing hearing aids for themselves. They can easily interact with people again, and conflicts over hearing at home may be cleared up. Patricia says, when fitted with a hearing aid, I've often had people say, "You've saved our marriage." Hearing loss may develop slowly over time and may not be noticed immediately. It's important to seek treatment as soon as you recognize the early signs of hearing loss. Patricia Van Hoof and her staff at Algoma Hearing Center are experienced and caring professionals who are there to help clients. They also have offices in Blind River and Elliott Lake. There is no obligation or cost to the hearing trial. Contact 855-302-5353 or email info@ahc@shaw.ca or visit them online or on Facebook.